Module 7, Whistleblowing. Whistleblowing is either seen as a public service or a petty act of tattletaling. Whistleblowers create public concern over misconduct. Blowing the whistle is not an easy decision to make. While legally protected, whistleblowers take on serious personal risks by informing on their employers. There are circumstances, however, that need to be reported in order to protect the public. Criteria and risk. The term whistleblower is British, and it comes from the whistles that the police use to carry to alert the public and other police to a crime. Whistleblowers point out serious infractions that break the law, risk public or employee health, fraud, or signs of corruption. Telling on a coworker who was late is not whistleblowing. Legal protection has been provided to whistleblowers since the 1960s, and the laws have changed to keep up with the times. While there is legal protection for whistleblowers, they do face retaliation. They may be fired for unrelated reasons, harassed, or intimidated. They may find it difficult to find another job because of their reputation as whistleblowers. The process. There are two types of whistleblowers, internal whistleblowers and external whistleblowers. Internal whistleblowers go to someone within the organization to report a problem. Many companies have ways of doing this anonymously so that the employee will be protected from retaliation. External whistleblowers go outside the organization with the issue. They go to law enforcement or the media. External whistleblowing is the best method for businesses that are corrupt from the top down. Once the whistle is blown, whistleblowers need to protect their rights and possibly seek legal counsel to shield themselves from retaliation. When you should blow the whistle. Think carefully before blowing the whistle. Doing so is neither fun nor easy. There are situations, however, when blowing the whistle is the right thing to do. If the rights, health, or safety of others is knowingly compromised and no one will fix the problem, the whistle needs to be blown. It is the ethical thing to do. Blowing the whistle legally requires you to have a reasonable belief that the violations occurred with company knowledge. This means that others could assume the same breaches occurred as the whistleblower. It is best to have evidence of the misconduct before moving forward. Case study. Caroline worked at a large investment firm with thousands of clients. Caroline was a hardworking employee and eventually was promoted to management. On her first day, the other managers sat down with her and explained that they would take a little bit of money from each account because they felt their wages weren't high enough, but their boss wouldn't raise their pay. Caroline went to her boss about this breach of ethics, but he secretly knew about it and participated. Seeing that she needed to report this externally, she got legal counsel to help her report this through the proper channels. Through her lawyer, Caroline also learned that she had legal protection as a whistleblower.